Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 10th of May, 2022. It's Tuesday afternoon, and I'm sitting here with Mark, and we're continuing our Bible study. Today we're ready for Philippians 3, verses 6 through 10. And so I'm going to, just a minute, I want to make sure the volume is up so you'll be able to hear Mark. We have our air conditioner on, so it may be kind of, you might have to speak up loudly, but go ahead and read Philippians 3, verses 6 through 10.
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless, what things were gained to me, those I count a loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things for loss, the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but done, if I may win Christ to be found in him, by having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is God by faith, Romans 10:35. That I may know him.
That's as far as you. Oh, no, go ahead and read 10. I'm sorry.
Resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made before one of his death.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Well, again, today, Paul is addressing the issue that the Judaizers were trying to bring in the law service. We talked about this last time. They tried to bring in circumcision, and circumcision was done away with when Jesus Christ died on the cross. And so now he's going through and he says that he was very zealous when he was a Pharisee. And we can look, and I'm going to read in Acts 22, verses, I'm going to read a couple of verses in Acts 22. It says, verse 3, Paul here says, speaking of himself, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, the city of Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God as ye are all this day, and I persecuted this way unto death, binding and delivering into prison both men and women. Well, so he admitted that he was a persecutor until God showed him grace. And he says that when God, in his grace, revealed his son in Paul, that he counted all things he says, what things were gained for to me, those I counted loss for Christ. So he counted everything loss for Christ whenever all of his education, all of everything that he'd been given, he counted it loss. And why was that? Well, he says that in Matthew, the 13th chapter, he says that the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure. This is Christ, hid in a field, which a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. That's what Paul did. Paul was willing to give up all for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. And he says, I'm reading in verse 5, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. He's actually proclaiming the gospel here is what he's doing. And we read in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, speaking of Christ, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. That's what happened to Paul. And verse 9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Well, we see in Romans, the 6th chapter, it says here, verse 5, for we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. So this is what Paul, in a nutshell, is teaching here in this passages that we're covering today in Philippians chapter 3, verses 6 through 10, that we're no longer under the old law of service, but we're under grace. And we don't have anything to boast of. He talked about all of his education, how he was brought up under Gamaliel, how he was a Pharisee of the Pharisee, how he was circumcised the eighth day. But when Christ revealed himself to Paul, Paul counted everything that he'd been taught as done. That's kind of the way I feel. All of my education is done today, comparing it to the knowledge of Christ. So that's just a brief summation of it. Mark, thanks for reading the scripture today, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Tuesday, and we'll continue in verse 11 through 15 next time. God bless.